Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm just back from New York, but some things continuing in Buffalo. One thing that has closed that we both saw and enjoyed, Lucky Stiff, out at Lancaster Opera House.
An unlikely story, starring Matt Riddler as a young man who has a relative he didn't really know, who's passed away, and part of the will that will pay off handsomely is to take the remains of the relative in a wheelchair to Monte Carlo to show him the great time that he never had while he was alive.
Yeah. And just to be clear, we're not talking ashes. He's been sent to a taxidermist, and that is...
That was even better.
Right, but that has concluded, and I'm going to be telling you about a couple of things in New York, but in Buffalo, you can still see Exit Strategy at Road Less Traveled, which we both recommended very highly. It is a great cast and a great play. I'd also recommend God of Carnage, the second generation doing God of
yes.
Carnage.
A play that's been around for a while, but it's made a little more fun this time by the fact that the couples on stage are in real life couples. And I was talking to one of them, and he said, Steve Copps, he said, well, we can't do lines together at home because the kids will be listening. And the language gets a little rough.
The language does get a little rough. Yeah. Two couples notably different from the couples in the play. I don't know how much use married life is going to be to interpreting these couples. A different world. Well, in New York, I did catch the third and what turns out to be a trilogy of musical reviews by Richard Maltby and David Shire. They had done Starting Here, Starting Now, Closer Than Ever. David Shire, of course, the Oscar-winning composer from Buffalo, whose father, Irv Shire, was a band leader, society band leader, they always like to say, from Buffalo. And it is charming. This one is called About Time, and it is about being older, which they are. I guess we all are.
Now, you said there's an amusing moment where the ensemble, the rest of the cast, appears on stage.
Eddie Corbucci, who's now 65, always the boy wonder of Broadway, but now he's 65, and he's portraying a composer, and he's saying, you know, now is not the time for a show tune in one of these musical reviews where these young, energetic people come out and sing songs on a theme, and then this ensemble comes out, and he says, who are you? And they say, we're your ensemble, but they're all old people. In fact, one of them is Lynn Wintersteller from Closer Than Ever. She'd been a sensation in Closer Than Ever, and here she is now, markedly older, but still with that voice, that luscious voice of hers. And the numbers are great fun, about dating when you're older, about kids moving back home, themes like this. And I'm sure we will see it in Buffalo.
Cute.
Yeah.
But you also got to see a musical I'm just dying to see, just as I really, really, really wanted and finally got to, maybe Happy Ending. This Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York?
Yes, Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York. And it is a two-hander, though you feel as if you've met more people. And it is this young man, Dougal, who has come to New York for the first time, a working-class English boy who has unexpectedly gotten an invitation to the wedding of the father he never has met. And he is greeted by the airport by a young African-American woman about his own age who turns out to be the sister of the bride. And he says, oh, she's your older sister? And she says, yes, by 3 years. And we're off. The two of them end up transporting the four-tier wedding cake from Flatbush to Manhattan.
So it sounds like just one long meet-cute.
Except that as the family secrets are gradually revealed, yeah, that is quite a meet-cute, isn't it? Says, but he's happy, and she's not. And, well, because this musical will undoubtedly tour or be done in Buffalo, I don't want to give away all of the secrets of the plot, but they are delicious. Of course, I'm the person who did no research at all, and I heard the title Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York City, and I thought this was some French existential drama, which it's not. Of course, it will tour to Buffalo, as all the best musicals do eventually come. And along those lines, Kimberly Akimbo, coming to Shays next week. And again, when you describe the plot, it's about a high school girl who has a disorder where she's aging rapidly, but she's in high school and she's just a girl, and she gets involved in kind of a harebrained scheme of her with her criminally minded aunt, and recognizes that her parents are not all they might be, and that she decides to wrestle control of how she's going to spend her life. And it's a roller coaster.
Well, it certainly sounds like it from the blurb. Possible felony charges.
It's a terrific show, Kimberly Akimbo. We'll talk about it some more next week. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.